Hello, all my little baked potatoes. Welcome to Couch Cushion Sessions. I'm V.
A.K.A. Vegetable V.
God damn it. A.K.A. that's the only vegetable that's worth the shit, V.
It's a root.
Yes, we love carbs. At least I do. I'm Corey, by the way.
A.K.A. anti-vegetable Corey.
That's right.
A.K.A. palate of a 13-year-old Corey.
Yeah.
And I'm Justin.
A.K.A. always on my side, Justin with vegetables.
That's right.
A.K.A. I thought that was a Bret Hart shirt, Justin.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, Hitman. Yeah.
And welcome to Couch Cushion Sessions, y'all.
Hi, everybody.
This time we're doing Would You Rather. And you may think, wow, this is a really pretty thing in my hand. Well, that's my stash jar, guys. I brought it as a...
Yes.
And fun fact, I have several that we're gonna bring on here. Look at her. Look at... She's all fun. Anyway.
This is what we call show and tell.
Yeah, show and tell. I'm gonna tell you how awesome this is. Anyway, so now we're gonna draw them. So I'm gonna let you guys go first.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Look at that.
I'll go first. I'll go first.
Jesus, that thing is...
Yeah, it's stacked.
Yeah,
it's...
I put 116 of those bitches in there.
All right.
And I fold them
as
all
as you can
pretty,
see.
All pretty.
There's
fresh
no
questions.
Chicanery here, yes.
Yes, no tomfoolery, dude.
All right, so I'm going to read it and then I'll show the camera. On a first date, would you rather have hiccups the entire time or a noticeably... What?
Oh, stain on your shirt.
Ah.
Hiccups.
Can you see that? So yeah. A noticeable stain on your shirt or hiccups?
Yeah.
Give me the hiccups because the person's going to understand that. If you have a stain on your shirt, you just look fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
No one's going to have fun with a guy that's got buffalo sauce on his shirt. Like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I go hiccups all the way.
I'm going hiccups too because, like, if this person has a problem with me having hiccups, get the fuck out of here anyway.
That too.
Although, if they're like those high pitched hiccups like I have, it's really embarrassing because everybody looks at you like the.
Less embarrassing than a sauce stain?
Now, here's the thing. Did the sauce stain occur during the shared meal, or did you just show up with that motherfucker? Because I think that's a difference as well.
Yeah.
No, I think that had to have been shown up with.
Yeah, no, definitely the hiccups. Give me the farts over that. At least I can explain the farts. Like, hey, look, undercooked food. You wanted Mexican. What do you expect? You can't explain pico de gallo on your fucking hockey sweater.
That is true. Fair.
So
that's what you're wearing to a first date is a hockey sweater?
It's happened before, yes. Before
oh, wow.
You.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck. If you're not down with the crest, get the fuck out of here.
I will.
That's true.
I mean, there is some truth to that because why bother presenting a fake version of yourself?
That's true.
Yeah.
Depending on where you went to. Like, if you guys went to, like, a bar or something, like, that makes sense. Or,
I've been nowhere classy ever in my life.
Palette of a 12-year-old, remember?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You got a palette of a 12-year-old. Lean in.
Is this two or one? I feel like this is one.
Yeah, that's one.
Let's find out together. Jesus Christ, I got a fucking paragraph. Would you rather cough for 15 minutes every time you take a hit or burp comically loud for 15 minutes straight every time you take an edible? Okay. Another flatulent question. Give me a...
That's not flatulence.
Give me cough, because I'd smoked heaters for 20 years. I'm used to fucking coughing. I don't give a shit. Burping's touch and go because you can get a little loose in there and you can get some backlash.
Yeah.
And nobody likes that.
What about you, Justin?
So it's burping versus coughing?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got to go coughing too. Like, burping is gross. You know what I mean? Like, obviously we all burp. I'm not trying to be, you know, oh, I don't burp.
Yeah. Judgy guy.
But given the choice.
Yeah, dude.
Coughing is more, you know, acceptable.
I would take burping all day. All damn day.
Really?
Yeah, I hate coughing. I fucking hate it.
Well, to be fair, I don't like coughing. Burping, like if we're just doing...
I don't find it pleasant.
If we're doing verses...
They all fucking suck.
If we're doing verses, burping rules. Like, there's nothing like if you've had too much root beer or whatever.
Yeah, it, like, feels like
you
get
Oh, you're like, oh, God, yes, thank God.
Yeah, like, as the episode, the Nuggets one on Grease Pole, like, literally, we...
you guys were burping, like, every 3 seconds.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Any day. Burps any day. Not to the coughing. Coughing hurts my chest. I hate that shit. No. Right. And that whole cough to get off bit, no.
Yeah.
False. False.
Riley's watching us from on high.
Riley is watching. He Kitty.
He looks very disapproved. Like,
yeah, Riley's the mascot. You guys
what
just
chaos
can't
is
see.
Happening here?
But Riley's there.
Yeah, Gross Kitty sponsors the grease pole. Riley is the couch cushion pod.
Grease pole or Gross Kitty sponsors everything.
Would you rather have to hunt for everything you eat, or eat only McDonald's for every
meal? Fucking McDonald's. Fucking McDonald's. It's not even debatable. A, I'm too. Is it McRib season?
No, it's
McDonald's. Fuck that shit. Their breakfast slaps.
He didn't even let the question die. Yeah.
I don't need to let it finish. Give me McDonald's.
I don't know if you can
read that. McDonald's, look, man, I'm fucking tired of people that shit on McDonald's.
So, first of all, from the person that's gotten a roach in their food from McDonald's and bitten
that
into
really
it.
Happen.
No, it did. You
that
can ask
is
Kenny.
A fucking
you
wise
can, I showed
tale.
Him the roach. We're going to get Kenny on the pod
yeah,
so he can
yeah, let's call
tell
him
you.
Right now.
I'm about
no,
to.
No, I'm kidding. Don't that's do that. But,
exactly.
I mean, we could. But no, it, look. People shit on McDonald's, but McDonald's is good, dude. Where do you go when it's 1 a.m. and you got the weirds?
I'm not saying that it's not like, you know, like, not everybody gets a roach in their food. I'm just saying I've bitten into a roach in my fucking breakfast sandwich.
I'm just saying this.
Don't go to the one by Old Dominion. That's where I got it. Just, yeah, I'm de-endorsing all of y'all because it was so gross. I had to go to French class, too. Everybody's like, you could have, like, raised hell, and I was like, I didn't want to miss my final, and, like, I regret that. That's the one regret I had in life. Is
yeah,
not
no.
Because I was not right the whole day. I threw up, like, constantly.
Well, yeah, clearly you had your priorities straight. But, yeah, no, dude. Hash brown patties, fresh McDoubles are the shit. And you get the fries, which are, they're good. They're good.
They're good.
McDonald's.
Have it your way.
Yes.
I think I'm going to take hunting.
Really?
I think I would prefer. Well, and not just in a, oh, I don't want McDonald's way. Cause, I mean, yeah, there definitely is part of that. But there is something to the idea of having to hunt for your food.
Because that's true. And you know where it comes from.
You know where it comes from. And you're likely, you probably won't eat as much.
They didn't say you had to, like, skin it. You just had to hunt it. So, I mean, as long as I'm not the one cleaning it.
Yeah.
You just find your neighbor in the woods and pay him, like, a fucking couple of acorns to skin it for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, take care
of
this.
I feel that. I would do McDonald's just because I love their chicken nuggets, but, like, my body would hate me.
Mm.
And you, well, plus side, you know, you get to feel super manly after you kill your meal.
Yeah.
That's
I
true.
Did this. You know,
I fed us today.
Yes, this is on me, you know, and then you get to make Tim Allen grunts or however it works.
Funny enough, he's in the celebrity one.
Is he? Yay. Sitcom dads.
All right.
All right. My turn again.
Uh-huh. I'm about to just put it in the middle, to be honest, but then you can't reach it. It's a whole problem.
Go-go gadget arms is what I'll do.
All right. What do we got here? Okay. Oh, my God. I unfolded it wrong.
Yeah, sometimes these papers are difficult.
All right. Would you rather get a face tattoo or wear vampire teeth all day, every day?
A vampire teeth.
Vampire teeth, for sure.
I would definitely get the face tattoo, but I would get the UV light shit so people can't see it unless I'm under a black light.
That is a good call.
Yep.
The
vampire teeth would make your gums hurt.
I would want to be in vampire teeth because then our guy, Heather's boyfriend would let me be an honorary member of his band.
Oh my God.
And I would enter every room to fucking Gangrel's theme music.
Ding ding ding.
It's such a
ding.
Good theme. Yeah, dude. That shit was fucking awesome. And just dump buckets of red Kool-Aid on everybody.
Yeah.
It would be Carrie's prom night everywhere.
I always
cool
liked how they came
night.
Up from the bottom.
Yeah, and the Ring of Fire, dude.
And Gangrel was like laughing.
So dope.
Yes. All about theatrics.
Yeah, they were vampire wrestlers.
Yeah, the Brood.
Yeah, Gangrel, Edge, and Christian.
That's awesome.
I'm lost here.
And then, this is exciting. Then they traded places with the Hardys.
Yes.
The Hardys joined the Brood.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
Hot Joe, where are you for this wrestling talk?
Yes. We love you, Hot Joe. You're very attractive.
Hello, 1999.
I was telling Matt today how attractive Hot Joe was.
Oh, here we go.
I was bragging about our guy's hotness
to your work husband. You were bragging.
To another man, yes. Yep. There you go, Joe.
Anyway. You're world famous in the 757, thanks to us.
Yes, yes.
What
Hard
was the
Work
question
Works
again?
Fitness app. Go there, people.
What was the question?
We all answered it. It was
Vampire Teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So it's your turn to pull one.
No, your turn.
Or is it mine?
It's your turn.
Okay, can you give me the gimmick?
Yeah, I got you. This is what was my problem was.
The problem is...
I choose you, Pikachu.
I mixed them up. I don't know how well, but it happened.
That's all right. There's 116 here.
We've got enough for several rounds of Would You Rather.
Would you rather only wear clothes that were too hot or clothes that aren't warm enough? Man, this is tough because there's nothing better than like you get an article of clothing straight out of the dryer and you put it on. That shit feels good, but I hate the fucking heat, so I lean not warm enough.
I guess it depends. You know, here, I got to start, you know, getting context to this thing.
I lost it.
Pretend
I'm holding it up.
Are we allowed to remove clothing if we're too
caveat.
Hot?
I'm going to assume not.
Assume not, so you have to keep it on and remain hot?
Yeah.
Then I want to be cold.
Yeah. Give me a newspaper.
At this age in my life, I'd rather be too hot.
Ugh, I can't stand being too hot.
I'm always too cold now, and I hate it. Like, constantly, there's just a draft in my life, and I don't like it. Like, it's just like, I'm old now, and I hate it.
You're a child.
I know. That's the worst part. I'm only 30.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here, sweetheart.
I know, right?
I'm just saying, because, like, you know, if none of those layers are, you know, on, and it's just, if I'm cold, I put a hoodie on.
Right.
And I'm good.
Problem solved. Yeah. If you're just stuck, if this is a Survivor Island situation, yeah, no, I'll still go cold, though. I agree. Because heat is misery, especially if you're hot for no fucking reason. It's one thing if you're doing something, and it's like, there's a reason for this. But if you just step outside and it's treacherous, fuck that.
Ugh. We've been lucky here in where we live. The last couple summers haven't been, like, ridiculous. There's been ridiculous days.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been... like summers full of ridiculous days.
I just coughed.
Yeah, it hasn't been. And the same with the winters. We haven't had a whole lot of, like, I bought a Carhartt jacket about a month ago. We went up to her mom's and it was 9 degrees. It was like, you know what I need? Like, I need a coat. Not, I can't just go hoodies everywhere because 9 degrees calls for, like,
something a little more.
A more manly jacket. You know what I mean? And then I bought it and I've not worn it since because I haven't needed it. Thanks,
no,
environment.
Well, the
global
worst part
warming.
Is he'll go outside when it's cold as fuck and not wear it. It doesn't matter if it's logical to wear it or not.
I don't do things conventionally a lot.
And then he's like, it's not that cold. And I'm like, it's literally 20 degrees outside right now and you're telling me it's not that cold. And he's just like, well, I mean, it's more effort to put it on and I already have a hoodie on. And I'm just like,
I'm already ready to walk out the door. I'm mentally committed.
I think the best thing about the cold here is you're not out in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
For very long.
Yeah. You're pretty much from the house to the car.
Yeah.
So a hoodie usually gets the job done.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then you can crank the heat when you get in the car. And it's not like we're not talking Maine, Minnesota, Michigan cold here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not talking feet of snow. I'm going to dig from the bottom of the barrel.
You do that.
But yeah, no, we don't have like feet of snow. Like,
no.
Ever.
We don't. Yeah, we don't have snow really ever.
It was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, there was a big snow.
Yeah. And by big, it was like 18 inches. And it shut shit down around here for like a week. Mm-hmm. People were buying water and milk and bread as if they were going to be in the middle of a fucking zombie apocalypse.
It's like I get reacting that way to a hurricane, but not to a...
we just don't have the resources. I mean...
No, we don't.
You don't get it that
often. I get it, but I also... It's like... Side. It's just... Like, you get a dusting and everything's like done for.
Yes.
I hated this one. Would you rather have a booger hanging out of your nose for the rest of your life or a pimple on your head for the rest of your life?
I've survived 34 years with pimples on my face. Just give me that.
I can't imagine having something hanging and you can't get rid of it, so I go pimple all the way, too.
Yeah, that'd be very irritating.
Yeah, because, like, at least with a pimple, it's like, oh man, you know, I ate something.
Yeah.
With a boog, it's like, I could easily just do this, but I can't.
And the other thing is it itches. You feel like you got to sneeze permanently. That's not a way to live.
You got people not wanting to talk to you. You can at least wear cover up with a zit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boogers are not a good time at all.
No. Did not expect that to come out of anybody's mouth today. What do you think? Like one more round?
Yeah,
let's do another one.
Do one more round?
Yeah.
Here, I'll try to dig one in here, too. I'll try to dig in. Beep, beep, beep.
I'm having fun. These are fun questions. My homework paid off, y'all.
I feel like we need some sort of, like, music. Yeah. All right. Would you rather have the power of invisibility or be able to fly?
Fucking easy for me.
I would want to fly.
I don't do heights. So I'll just vanish and fuck off somewhere.
But you gotta think about it. You control the flying.
Yeah, that doesn't win me over.
So you could, like, theoretically, if you ever fell from something, you could fly, so you would never die from falling.
But since I'm afraid of heights, I'm not often in a situation where I'd be falling from anything, because you can't fall from the ground. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what happens if you're on a bridge and the bridge gives out?
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying. Maximum overdrive situation.
Yeah.
But,
if you were able to fly, you could get out of that situation. The fuck is invisibility gonna do? Just so you can't be seen when you splatter?
No, because you could just go fuck with people. Like, I would terrorize folks. I would show up at the Cowboys game tomorrow and just fuck with them. For real.
Go down on the field and be like,
not
what
like
up?
They don't have
just
like,
kick the ball from underneath the fucking center and
what
shit.
What happened?
Fuck you.
Oh my god. Prescott a couple times, you know.
I'm going invisibility too, but it's a lot closer than Court, because like the idea of flying is kind of sweet,
right?
But I get anxious. Uh-huh. So this is really stupid. I thought of a way to use my invisibility would be to go into the grocery store, right?
Uh-huh.
Dis the fucking pier, do all your shopping until you get up to the line, and then you show up.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's a good call, though.
Let everybody leave you the fuck alone.
Yeah. Grocery shopping can be cumbersome, especially at one of the blue places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went today, and there was people everywhere. I was like, oh, my God. Leave me the fuck alone.
Seriously.
Please.
And it doesn't matter what time of day, usually, unless it's early, you know? But then that's when you have the Hardee's Breakfast Club out there.
Yep.
Literally.
Yeah. Yep. We should do that one time. Just go eat breakfast at Hardee's with the old people.
Biscuit eaters?
Yes.
Used to love going. I used to install DirecTV, and we would go before going to the first house. We would go to Hardee's and just hang out with all the old people. What's up, y'all?
Dude,
He looks like, you ain't supposed to be here. You're young.
Right?
You know, whippersnappers?
Yeah. Me and my guy Ballard used to go to the local one right up here, and there was a lady that worked, and
ow.
He had a thing for her, and he would just fuck with her, and she was eventually like, dude, I have a husband. And
oh,
he was like, I don't fucking give a shit.
Oh,
and every time we would go, he would just hit on this lady, and it eventually got to the point where she would see us coming and be like, oh, Jesus Christ. And you could just hear her like sigh in her head like, fuck. But yeah, Hardee's is a good time really early. It's also very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
But
I forgot what we were talking about.
Flying versus invisibility.
Oh, okay, cool. That totally has to do with Hardee's. I'm glad that I found this pathway.
I want to go hang out with old folks one day is what I'm saying.
Moral of the story.
We were talking about going to Kroger and being invisible there.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Somehow it led to old folks' homes.
So I was going to say the reason I like flying is because I grew up with, like, fun fact, Kenny's grandfather used to take us up in planes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always loved the feeling of being in a small plane and flying. Mm-hmm. So I think flying would be fun.
Yeah.
Not as much as fun. This is breakfast crowd being invisible, though, apparently, at Hardee's with old people.
Oh, yeah.
Taking in that atmosphere.
Just binging the Virginian pilot.
I can see, like, flying coming in handy when, you know, you want to skip the tunnel.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And you can take people with you?
Yeah, be like, let's go.
Dude, I would do that in a heartbeat.
A little sidecar.
Uh-huh. What you doing, buddy?
I have one I'm trying to get out, and it's very cumbersome. No, you're the one I want. All the rest, fuck off. You. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This one says...
I folded these in a weird way. I don't know why I did it.
What the hell? This one has like a foreskin on it. Would you rather have a time machine or a teleporter? Time machine.
Ooh.
I like the teleporter because then you can go anywhere in the world.
No, I'd want to go. First of all, I would love to see the Doors live.
Uh huh.
There's that, and I would very much like to live through.
Oh, I was supposed to show that.
80s hair metal. Firsthand, because I would be that dude to tease. I would tease the living shit out of my hair.
This is another one. This is another one that's really close. Because I guess it depends on is my time machine like a DeLorean where I can go back in time to anywhere as also anywhen?
Right.
Because if I can go anywhere anywhen, then I'm going time machine for sure.
I think
asking me semantics. I'm gonna go with the Astro. Let's go with that one. I denied you the last time. You get it this time.
Hey,
I think time machine is the way to go. Yeah, for sure.
If I can go, God, man, like go into like some like ancient Greece.
That'd be cool.
Would fucking rule.
That would be cool. You could also
Mesopotamia.
Yeah,
you could reverse history. Like you could save.
Well, you can't affect anything in history. I feel like that would be part of the contingency.
Well, that's the Stewie Griffin thing. You can't alter it or otherwise, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Penguins in paradise.
That would be part of the fun, though. I think is just reorganizing shit.
I'm digging out the bottom of the barrel. Let's see what we got. You reorganizing life? Like, what do you?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that would take out Hitler?
No, I would take out other people.
What?
The only reason I wouldn't take out Hitler is for the reasons that we were just talking about.
Oh,
like
yeah,
butterfly
effect. Yeah, it would alter the fuck out of history.
I can't remember if it was a whole Doctor Who arc or if it was just one episode where they went to go kill Hitler, but like they got in a fight because you can't.
Yeah.
Well, not just that, but if you'd kill Hitler, then eventually there would be a different sort of...
There'd be a different Hitler.
Yeah, there have been
several since.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have chapped lips you could never get rid of or dandruff you can't get rid of? I feel like that was a terrible one to end on. That was very anticlimactic.
This is the first one. I haven't had like an immediate...
I'm going chapped lips. Because dandruff has that feeling of, ugh, I'm just not clean.
I think chapped lips is the answer too.
I would go dandruff all day because chapped lips, like especially if they're really chapped, like they hurt.
But you could just constantly lick your lips.
Well,
no, that dries them out. Why don't you just use
chapstick? Yeah.
But if they're permanently dry, I'm assuming you're chapped. You're in a world where chapstick isn't available to you.
Or doesn't do anything, I guess.
Yeah. You're immune to chapstick.
Yeah.
I just, you know, ultimately...
Dandruff doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, and it doesn't really mean anything unless you're, like, digging at your head.
Yeah.
But, like, anytime, like, if I scratch and dandruff comes off, I'm like, fuck. And I just, I feel dirty, and immediately have to go shower.
And that's,
I mean, it's not like you have constant snow on your shoulders. Like, hey, look, it's snowing outside,
buddy.
What's going on?
Flurries.
I do right now, but that's from my beard. I hate it.
That happens. The skin flakes and shit. I don't know.
I love how I held it like I had a beard. Like, look at my beard. It's so nice.
Yes.
Your beard is so nice, V.
Thank you. It's very luxurious.
Pain doesn't bother me, but so much. I would rather have pain than gross.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's just a personal choice that I'm making.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And there you have it. That was the Would You Rather section of Couch Cushion Sessions, y'all.
This is the second one. We still have like 107 questions left to do.
Look. There you are.
Hold on.
It's still full.
Boop.
There's the jar. Look at that.
Still that full.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Everything under the sun's in there, y'all. Wait, look
basically
at it. Look
do
at how big
that is. Would You Rather
is.
A month.
Right?
Yeah. There you go. So anyway, leave any comments below about which sections you disagreed on. Would you have rather have had the teleporter or the time machine? You know,
or
let us know.
Leave us "Would You Rather"s in the comments.
Yeah. Hell
that too.
Hell yeah! I'll add them to the bin. Yeah.
Boom.
So anyway, stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned, y'all.
Bye. Bye. See you. Bye-bye.